Hey, Carlos, could you pass the cranberry sauce over there? It's right behind the green beans in front of Tony. Sorry, Jenny, I'm getting right in your way. Oh, hey there, come on in. You're just in time. Pull up a chair. It's Sentinel Watch, where we look at life through a spiritual lens. I'm David Brown, but seems like you've caught us at a holiday celebration of sorts. It's not every day we're able to gather all the Sentinel Watch hosts together. And like many families this time of year, we're getting together in hopes you'll enjoy something of a bonus edition of Sentinel Watch. Got a lot of questions about what goes on behind the scenes here, how we put together Sentinel Watch. And so on this episode, we're going to take you behind the scenes, metaphorically speaking. And I was thinking, since we're doing metaphors, we're not really sitting around a table eating, but it's nice to imagine all of us in one place, gathered around a setting under a nice, cozy central lamp, sharing in that feeling of friendship, and just having a conversation about what it means to be a student of Christian Science, and more specifically, what it means to host Sentinel Watch. Tony Loebel is a Christian Science practitioner, don't you know? He's in the healing practice of Christian Science. And, you know, Tony, you might be our longest podcast veteran here. How long have you been hosting Sentinel Watch?
That's a very good question. I don't know. So let's count. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't know.
50 years, folks.
50 years. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
How did you get on board with Sentinel Watch?
I became an associate editor for the Christian Science Sentinel, Christian Science Journal, and the Herald of Christian Science, which make up the Christian Science magazines.
Yeah.
And then I found myself being asked to be the facilitator for some of the programs. And it was lovely, actually. It was a lovely evolution because it was unsought and unexpected, but it has just been a great joy. I'm genuinely curious about people and their stories. And to sit one-on-one with someone and just ask that in a way that's going to be magnified for other people to hear is just a great joy. Yeah. And so I started working at the end of 2016, so it was probably a year and a half after that I started doing Sentinel Watch, which would be about 8 years.
I think Jenny Sawyer came in just a little bit after you. She's another familiar voice to many Sentinel Watch listeners. She is also in the public practice of Christian Science, a Christian Science practitioner. Jenny, tell me a little bit about how you got involved in Sentinel Watch.
Well, I got to say, David, I blame Tony.
Really?
He recruited me. I mean, I was already working at the Christian Science Sentinel and Journal as well. And I'd been pretty much only on the print side, although I had been a guest on Sentinel Watch and previously Sentinel Radio before. But I did have a background in audio, visual, multimedia stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I think at some point, Tony just had the inspiration, hey, Jenny might do a good job, enjoy doing this. And yeah, that's all she wrote.
Well, here's a little trivia. Did you know there's a Jenny Sawyer from back in the early days of the Christian Science movement?
I do, but she spells her name incorrectly.
Yes, well, incorrectly. yes. Those of you listening in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area may know of a Jenny Sawyer, J-E-N-N-I-E. And of course, if you'd like to learn more, you can reach out to our friends over at the Mary Baker Eddy Library, marybakereddylibrary.org. That's an activity of the Mother Church in Boston dedicated to compiling and sharing the history of Christian Science and its discoverer and founder, Mary Baker Eddy, and many of the early workers in Christian Science, like Jenny Sawyer. Not the one that you know from Sentinel Watch, of course. Different Jenny Sawyer. In case you're just joining us, I'm David Brown. We're putting together a little virtual roundtable talking about what it's like getting Sentinel Watch on the air each week. Many listeners are familiar with the name of Sentinel Watch producer Carlos Machado. What you may not know is that most of the time, he's not at the church center in Boston. He's based here in Texas like I am, albeit a little closer to the Gulf. I understand you're near Houston, right, Carlos?
Yeah, pretty close to Houston, pretty close to the water, actually.
Well, howdy, neighbor.
Howdy.
Tell us about what it's like to be a producer at Sentinel Watch. What does a producer do?
So we have the best seat in the house because we get to hear every single interview as it's being recorded.
Uh-huh.
And then we get to work with that interview afterwards, sometimes kind of rearrange some pieces if it makes sense to talk about a concept earlier in the conversation to build up some bridges for later in the conversation, things like that. So we really get to work with the material. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. You're doing some hosting too, right?
Yep. I've started to do some hosting more recently, learning from all of you here.
Don't learn from me. Don't do what I do. So what are you finding the most challenging about that hosting gig?
How much time do we have for this conversation? Honestly, you all make it sound so easy when you're having these conversations. And, you know, there's a lot of skill that I can see that you all put into it and a lot of love that you put into it. And just kind of bringing all of that together during the conversation, it's something that I'm starting to get used to. And just making sure that I'm really sticking with the conversation and loving what's happening and kind of taking my producer hat off a little bit and not worry mm-hmm. about the technical things and all the other things that I'm normally thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Jenny, how does the team decide on what each Sentinel Watch is going to be? Like what you're going to focus on or who you're going to talk to, that sort of thing?
Well, the great thing is, David, that, you know, we have this production team, this audio team, and we meet weekly and we talk about what's going on in the world that we might want to address. We hear from our listeners about topics that they're interested in having us chat with guests about. Mm-hmm. We try to think about who might be good to tackle each topic. Sometimes we have suggestions from listeners for potential guests. And really a lot of, I would say, spiritual listening and prayer goes into it. And this
more about that. How do you prepare for a Sentinel Watch spiritually?
Yeah, well, I think this is one of the things that I've really loved about just being part of the audio team and also hosting, is that these ideas behind the shows and the shows themselves kind of have a life of their own. I have really come to see how these are spiritual ideas, and we're kind of in receiving mode. Each one is a gift that God is giving to us and to the listeners. And so, you know, I mean, I definitely, if I have a certain topic, I go into the show having thought a little bit about, you know, what questions might I have? What questions might a listener have? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do some research to just see, you know, kind of what are people generally saying about this topic?
Yeah.
Maybe what are some of the misconceptions about the topic that we might like to address from a spiritual perspective, or problems that need to be solved?
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that it's a very spontaneous activity when you are hosting. It's very much a flow of ideas. And I feel like I'm listening to the guest, but I'm also listening to God at the same time and really just feeling this kind of spiritual intuition leading me through the interview. And then, of course, we do have an editing process. And so, you know, sometimes there's stuff that we talk about in the interview that ends up on the cutting room floor. But I'm so thankful to our editors for making our shows sound so great.
I'm so glad that you said that, because I can't tell you how many times I've heard, and Tony, I bet you've heard this too. What if you goof up? What if you make a mistake? Yikes, uh-huh. Right. But it's important to point out, of course, that there is a big editing process. Could you say a little bit more about how you go about putting together a show, Tony? I mean, do you come in with questions, or are you more thinking about the subject matter that someone wants to talk about on the program?
I genuinely would have to say my primary thing in preparing for a program is prayer.
Mm.
And I love that, the fact that that's an expectancy for me in my
job. For your job, yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah, I'm working for a church, but the expectancy is whatever I'm asked to do, the foundation and basis of it will be prayer. And obviously prayer means so many different things to so many people, but in Christian Science, it's this lovely thing. The way I will put it this way, you know, there's that saying, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And in Christian Science, I think it would be true to say a journey of 1,000 miles begins by knowing you're already there.
Wow.
Which is, like, spiritually speaking, as Jenny said, this is a gift. It's mind's unfolding of an idea. But to mind, it's already a complete idea, the divine mind, meaning God. And so my prayer, really, before I start talking to whoever it is I'm having the privilege of talking to, you know, my prayer is just to wrap us both up in that sense of, this is not all on our shoulders. This is us being open and receptive to what mind is, you know, giving us to think and say and interact about. And not that mind's like a chess player moving pieces on the board, but you just can really get this sense that this is an idea that has its place right now. It's the right idea at the right time. And that we're listening for these thoughts and that take us in the right direction. That is my main preparation, is to get to that place in my thoughts where I'm convinced that my job is to be open to what God's giving me and trust that, you know, our guest will be open to what God is giving to them in order to meet the needs of our listeners. And I love doing that.
I have to say, I'm really curious how David prepares.
Yeah, me too. You see, there's one mind. We were both thinking the same
thing. Well, you know, talking about one mind, what you were saying, Jenny, actually was really resonating with me. I like to know like what the subject or the planned subject is going to be. And then I really do like to give it some prayerful thought. And I might be led, say, to get on Concord and search out a term that's come to mind so that I sort of have in my back pocket, I'm ready to talk about something that someone is likely to go to, or I'm feel like I'm being led in my own way of thinking about it to dig into a little bit deeper. And I have to add here that one of the things that I truly love about Sentinel Watch, and I think we all share this, is how much we personally get out of getting to do a program like this. And Tony, you were hinting on it here when you were talking about how rewarding, you know, it is to be able to have a job where you are applying in a very practical way the teachings of Mary Baker Eddy, you know, who was the discoverer and founder of Christian Science and the author of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, and get to dig in deep on these things. And also to know that you're supported by the entire staff, you know, that has had a definite healing effect in my life. I've seen it multiple times where I've been dealing with a situation and someone will say something in the course of a Sentinel Watch conversation, and it gives me a new insight. It makes me pause and rethink, what have I been thinking about this situation? Huh, good night. Yes, of course. You know, it's those epiphanal moments. It has made this so much more of a rewarding experience than almost anything else that I've ever done, you know, on this side of the microphone. And so I consider it a true gift to get to work with Sentinel Watch.
David, on the topic of guests, I just have to make sure that our listeners know just what wonderful guests we work with. And I feel like every time I'm visiting a branch Church of Christ Scientist somewhere in the country or in the world, people always come up to me and mention how much they love Sentinel Watch. And my response is almost always, we have the best guests. Because we do. I mean, these are people who are practicing Christian Science in really profound ways. And to think that we get to talk to them on a weekly basis is just, to me, it's the coolest thing ever.
Amazing. Yeah. Lovely.
Beautiful. But now I have to turn over to Carlos here, because he comes at this with the mind of an editor, right? He's thinking about producing and that process. So, Carlos, I guess as we come up on almost 30 minutes of chatting here, how do you know when to end? How do you know how to stop? How do you know to put on the brakes? Is there anything that's your go-to for how you time these out? And because these are ideas that you can just really, they're so juicy. You can just really talk about forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you want to talk about them forever.
Yeah.
Because it's our favorite subject to talk about.
Yeah.
For me, and again, it's something that I'm still trying to learn. I'm working on having that sense of intuition of finding where's the natural wrap-up and where's the sort of culmination of what the listener is going to be looking for.
And I have to say one thing here. The greatest gift my parents gave me, this is the holiday season and all that, and I think it's certainly appropriate. I didn't realize this until I was much older. But the greatest gift my parents ever gave me was an awareness and a foundation in Christian Science. And I try to share that with my own family, the healings and what we call demonstrations of God's presence in our everyday lives. And to me, getting to host Sentinel Watch is that ongoing demonstration and that ongoing getting to share this thing that I love so much with our larger family, which includes you. I just want to take a moment and on behalf of the entire Sentinel Watch staff, wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas indeed. And by the way, make sure to check out our other Sentinel Watch program airing this week. Jenny Sawyer talks with two guests about seeing goodness everywhere. You won't want to miss it. The link is in our show notes. We've been speaking with Carlos Machado, Jenny Sawyer, and Tony Noble.
Blooper reel.
Blooper reel.
It's okay. The I think you should leave it in. No, I think you should leave it in. It's fine.
Okay. We should keep all of this on the reel right now. Yeah. Tony Noble, Jenny Sawyer, and Carlos Machado.
You did it again.
I said Tony Noble? I'm sorry,
that's
Mr. Noble.
Tony, I think you just have to change your name.
He thinks you're so noble. So,
no, it's that voice. It's that accent.
Exactly, yeah.
Our hosts are Tony Lobel. I sounded like I was hesitating.
Christian Science Journal, Christian Science Serald.
The Serald.
Yeah, the Serald.
Tony Noble and the Christian Science Serald.
We will have a blooper reel before this is done. Yes. We've been talking with Tony Lobel, Jenny Sawyer, and Carlos Machado, hosts of Sentinel Watch. Sentinel Watch is a production of the Christian Science Sentinel. I'm David Brown. Our podcast is produced by Carlos Machado, Sophie Ungerleiter, and our executive producer, Amy Richmond. Our production assistant is Natasha Telshow. Our editor is Ethel Baker. Our audio engineers are Tim Malone, Noel Flatt, Alyssa Britton, and Ian Case. Our theme music is by Jono Bobo, and we are so grateful for all of them and grateful to have you join us on Sentinel Watch. Talk again soon.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.